I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. After a period of relative peace, the situation in Iraq has gotten worse again. There have been explosions and many people, Christians and Muslims alike, have been killed in the attacks. The most recent attack claimed the lives of 95 people while injuring more than 500 in the heart of Baghdad. Open Doors' Carl Muller says while many Christians have left Iraq,
there are numbers of Christians that have chosen, because they love their country and they love the Lord, to stay in a place that He's planted His church. Some of the most dedicated co-workers that we have there are suffering from depression over the hopelessness that is pervading.
Next, Egypt's constitution gives preference to Muslims. Christians are treated as second-class citizens. IN Network's Rody Rodehaver says they've felt that firsthand. Fundamentalist Muslims have been running their team off rental properties, disrupting their ministry and growth. What started as a bad situation, God's turned for good.
God has allowed us to find a property where we can now own that property, and therefore it will not be subject to the pulling of our lease. And in this property, we're actually able to expand our training.
And in less than 3 years, Cure Clubfoot Worldwide has established an extensive network in 16 countries and enabled nearly 7,000 kids to walk on straight feet. In the developing world, one out of every 750 kids is born with clubfoot. This year, CCW treated 590 in Malawi, 434 in Zambia. In doing so, Cure International is also sharing Christ. Pray many hearts will be changed. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. John Piper says missions exist because worship doesn't. To help keep your mind on worship, Mission Network News is making available a Chris Tomlin CD, Hello Love, for a gift of any amount. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.